You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Monday, June 25th.
Yeah.
And that means a couple of things.
It does.
It means two things. Three things.
Well, it may mean more things to people if they're like on the other side of the world. I don't know.
This is true. On the other side of the world because it's later in the day.
Yeah. Different culture. I don't know. That's a different tangent. Say what you were going to say. Don't listen to me today.
First up today, the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. We're observing that today.
It's a Lutheran holiday.
Why are we here?
I don't know.
It's a holiday.
Right?
Should be out celebrating.
We should be reading our confessions.
Well, we'll be observing that in chapel today,
I'm sure.
And we have a great guest to help us look at the Augsburg Confession in just a moment. Also, a little bit of trivia. You may not realize this.
Oh, boy.
5 years we've been in this studio.
Oh, today?
Yesterday or today?
We should have cake. What are we doing?
I can't remember if it was yesterday or today, but I remember it was right around the presentation of the Augsburg Confession because it was 1 week before I started here. I started the following week. So,
we should be having parties today all over the place. Man.
How do you observe the presentation of the Augsburg Confession? This anniversary? Is that what we call it? Anniversary of the presentation of the Augsburg Confession?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to ask the expert from our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thank you, CUW, for supporting the Coffee Hour, too. You can find more about them at cuw.edu. Live Uncommon. Joining us by phone today, the Reverend Jason Lane. He's assistant professor of theology at Concordia University in Wisconsin. Professor Lane, thanks for joining us this morning to observe this presentation of the Augsburg Confession to celebrate it as well. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Great to be with you.
How are things in the theology department at Concordia University, Wisconsin? Is it kind of quiet for the summer?
It is a little bit quiet for the summer, yeah. The summer classes have wrapped up, and everyone who had to go on vacation is doing that.
Had to go on vacation.
And we have, you know, higher things is going on, so people are traveling to those, and so people remain busy, I think.
Absolutely. We're busy celebrating the Augsburg Confession today.
So it's a great thing to be busy with.
That is true. So this is probably a buzzword among Lutherans. You know, we've all heard of the Augsburg Confession, but what is it? Can you explain what it is, what it contains?
Sure, yeah. One of the things that Lutherans often misunderstand about it is it's somewhat of a calling card for Lutherans in the world. If you're a Lutheran, you kind of know of, as you say, the Augsburg Confession. But sometimes it's forgotten that it's a Catholic document. It was written in order to show that we are the true Catholic Church. And so that's sometimes a forgotten bit. I always, you know, teach my students, and we turn to the end of Article 21. So you have the first 21 articles, which are written in order to be the Catholic faith presented at Augsburg. And we can discuss a little bit about how it led to that. But the Lutherans present this confession of faith, and they say at the very end of Article 21, our churches do not dissent from any article of faith held by the Catholic Church, or the Church Catholic, that is the universal church. And so in this way, they kind of see themselves as against the Roman Catholic Church, saying, you seem to be having errors that are not in line with the Catholic Church, and we are confessing the Catholic faith. And so sometimes that's a forgotten bit as Lutherans hold to this. It's pretty much saying the Lutheran Church as we know it historically and confess the faith is the holy faith that's been handed down from the apostles to us.
That's a bit of a, is that Catholic big C or Catholic little C?
That's our Catholic little C, the universal church. So it doesn't have to do with the institution of the Roman Catholic Church. And, you know, so it's good for Christians to remember that when we say Catholic with a small c, we include all the churches, both the Western tradition and the Roman Catholic tradition that came about with the Reformation, all the different denominations there, and then also the Eastern churches, the Orthodox churches, which split from the church back in the 11th century. So we kind of forget that the Lutherans had in mind also the Eastern Orthodox churches, and that was one of their main arguments against the Roman Catholics, saying, you're pretending like you're the only church, but we know that there is the church in the East.
Yeah. Now, when pastors are ordained, I believe that's when that happens, they confess to holding to the confessions. You know, we confess to holding to the confessions. I know there's a lot of articles, briefly, the overview of the articles that are contained in the Augsburg Confession.
Yeah, absolutely. The Augsburg Confession is again set up into these first 21 articles, which were a presentation of the Christian faith as straightforward and simply as one can present them. And then you have a number of articles after up 22 through 28, which were the contended points of doctrine. So those are kind of the addendum to the actual confession, which is 1 through 21. And it starts off real simply. The order is really quite genius. First, if you want to confess that you're a Christian, let's start with God, who he is. And so it's a confession of the triune God. If you move through the story of Genesis, you see right away in Genesis 3 that there's the fall into sin. So the Lutherans set up the dichotomy between God and man. So you have God, sin, then you have the question about how are we going to be relieved from this sin, and then you get into the person of Christ, and from the person of Christ you get into the article of justification. So you have God, sin, the Son of God. And then you get into the work and person of Christ, which is the forgiveness of our sins, coming in Article 4, Article 5. How in the world are we going to know that we are justified and forgiven? Well, that's why God establishes the office of the ministry, Article 5, so that we could hear the preaching of the gospel. And then, of course, this flows out into all parts of our life, into new obedience, Article 6. And after that, you get into the church and all the different marks of the church, or what we call the marks of the church. I think actually just before your program, Pastor Fisk was talking about the marks of the church. And so this has to do with baptism, the Lord's Supper, confession and absolution, etc. So the movement is actually really brilliant. You move from God, our own sin, and then what is God's solution? That is, comes in Christ, and the preaching of forgiveness of sins through the gospel and as it's presented to us in the sacraments.
Take us back to June 25th, 1530. Sure. I'm a visual person in many sense, and I work in radio. but, you know, I remember the Luther movie, what was it, around 2004? I remember their depiction of this near the end of the movie. And I'm curious if you think that's how it went down.
Well, we do know certain things. We know, for instance, that the Lutherans were the very first ones there in Augsburg. They were totally prepared. Philip Melanchthon, Luther's colleague, was the one who was the main author, because Luther was forbidden, if you remember back in 1521 at the Diet of Worms. Charles said that Luther can't be read. He was forbidden to move outside of Saxony under the prince's protection there. And so Melanchthon's the guy. And we know that they showed up early. Melanchthon had something written up, and then they received the Catholic writings that were going to be presented at Augsburg, and he realized it's too insufficient. It's insufficient. And so he rewrites. In the 6 weeks beforehand, he writes the Augsburg Confession. It did happen in a little room where Charles takes aside the princes once he arrives into a private room to speak with them, And Charles wasn't prepared for how earnest the princes were. So the princes come, and he kind of thinks that he can win them over with a few words and say, well, really, you have to be obedient to the emperor. And one of the princes steps up and kneels down in front of him. And so you have that scene, I think, in the movie. Mm-hmm. And he says, I'd rather have my head chopped off than give up the word of God. And Charles, who doesn't speak very, very good German, just says, kein Kopf, kein Kopf. Not his head, not his head. Because he, of course, doesn't want to kill them. He wants to try to settle the religious disagreements. So you have the room full of princes, and then you have people who are really waiting to hear what happens in this original meeting. And so other territories are waiting to kind of come in and approve the Augsburg Confession as well. So I think the scene is, on the prince's side, extremely tense, life or death situation of confessing Christ or not. And for Charles V, it was much more of a political maneuver. Not that Charles wasn't a earnest believer in the Catholic faith, Roman Catholic faith, but he kind of thought this was a political move, and I've got to sort this out so that there's unity of religion in my territory, in the Holy Roman Empire. And so I think the tenseness that you kind of get in the movie is pretty close to what's going on in that scene.
We have about 30 seconds left. Why is it important for us to study this? What difference does it make for us to know about the Augsburg Confession?
Yeah, I think knowing the Augsburg Confession is to, again, know what the Christian faith is. I think it's a mistake to say this is our Lutheran faith. Of course it is. But the Lutheran faith is as we believe it, the Christian faith. And the Augsburg Confession is one of the most beautiful presentations of the Christian faith.
Our guest today, the Reverend Jason Lane, Assistant Professor of Theology at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour and helping us take a look at the Augsburg Confession today.
Thanks, Andy and Sarah.
Coming up in just a little bit, Genesis, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, Genesis.
Genesis. Well, you're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.